Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon. This is JP Ong, and you are here on Forex Fridays at the moment. And while the Straits Times Index continues to recede or close slightly lower this Friday, we're seeing that Forex markets are looking just a little bit more stable at that. In fact, we're seeing signs of the Singapore dollar just taking on a touch of weakness against the U.S. dollar, but it's generally steady at 1.35 against the greenback. But this week was also a move where we saw many currencies actually fluctuate on the back of those resumed U.S.-China trade talks, and also the outlook on the dollar index seeing the greenback soften because of expectations of easier monetary policy, not just from the Fed, but from other major central banks. So what is the landscape for the Forex markets heading into the second half? Well, today on Forex Fridays, we're joined by Vishnu Varathan, the head of strategy over at Mizuho Bank, to give us how they actually read the landscape in the Forex space right now. Vishnu, thank you so much for joining us, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
All right, Vishnu, let's start off with the outlook on the dollar index from Mizuho Bank. As we know, there is the expectation of easing monetary policy. Some of the more aggressive or optimistic, depending on how you look at it, actually are hoping that the Fed might even cut rates by about 50 basis points also. Do you think that the dollar index is going to continue to weaken in spite, given this outlook or expectation of easier monetary policy?
One of the troubles with the dollar right now is if we gauge by the dollar index or any other measure, we think the dollar will be showing pretty mixed trades, schizophrenic if we must. Two reasons for that. One is I think the real-time obsession with the Federal Reserve and the FOMC and expectations that the U.S. Central Bank is going to cut rates will have a tendency to weaken the dollar. So the dollar should be on a softening trend, all else equal. But as you and I know, all else is not equal. So whenever there are any fears around trade tensions ratcheting higher or any uncertainties that leads to markets pulling back and succumbing to the fear quotient, then the dollar would probably strengthen a lot more. So we are caught in that fix. In the near term, heading into the July FOMC, and also given that the trade talks have resumed with US-China despite the little tensions being picked up between Japan and Korea, we do think that the dollar will be on a softening note, so Asian currencies may look a bit firmer, but we do not take this for granted, and there should be no complacency around it because the trade environment continues to be quite fragile, so we expect the dollar to be somewhat bouncy along the way.
And Vishnu, I'm sure you noticed recently U.S. President Donald Trump went back on Twitter and actually made a rallying call for the U.S. to engage in, to start looking at perhaps moving the dollar after accusing the China and the EU also of currency manipulation because of these calls from the ECB and the PBOC to perhaps provide stimulus. What's your take on Trump's recent comments, and is this helping or hurting clarity in the Forex markets moving forward?
I'll start with the clarity issue.
Sure.
It's certainly adding a lot more to the noise in the Forex market. So that's certainly not helpful for anyone involved. And with Trump's remarks or his wish list, I would say it actually is tantamount to him having his cake and wanting to eat it. And here's why. Because anytime the U.S. being the dominant economic force in the world ratchets the trade tensions higher, the associated currencies tend to pull back rather quickly. So if it's U.S.-China trade tensions, then you see the renminbi and the attendant Asian currencies following suit. So that happens. But at the same time, for him to ask for or to have put a wish list for a weaker dollar, then it becomes rather conflicted. So markets become very noisy, very volatile, and to some extent it's counterproductive. So in effect, I think what he's really asking is for the Fed to become a lot more aggressive and via rate cuts, engineer a weaker dollar. But in an environment where global trade tensions can overwhelm, and fears about a demand slowdown could see a lot of the EM currencies weaken very quickly, then that is not going to be conducive for both a weaker dollar and for the kind of America First policies to be in the same room at the same time.
Now we're still speaking to Vishnu Varathan at Mizuho Bank. And although Trump has been asking for the Fed to start becoming more aggressive, the outlook is that they're going to lower rates eventually. But that same can be said for many other major central banks, like the ECB has indicated a willingness to provide more stimulus, the BOJ, and also the Reserve Bank of Australia also. In what people are calling a seeming race to the bottom at the moment, Vishnu, for monetary policy, who do you think is going to come out stronger and weaker in the forex space? Are there any particular forex pairs that you're watching, given this race to the bottom, for lack of a better term?
No, that's a very good point. So in this race to the bottom, I think the two things that markets will look at. The first thing they're going to look at is the war chest. So clearly the U.S. starting at 2.25% to 2.50%, where their policy rate is compared to the rest, who are much closer to zero. That's for the ECB in negative rates, and for the RBA, they're at 1%. The prospect of the U.S. cutting a lot more is very real. So the U.S. is going to win out on just the muscle power and the ability to cut a lot more rates. But what the other central banks might engage in and surprise with is a relaunching of other policy tools such as quantitative easing and a host of other economic issues that can arise. So for now, just based on monetary policy potential, it's the U.S. that's going to dominate the game at this point.
And finally, Vishnu, before we let you go, I'd love to get your thoughts on what's in store for the Singapore dollar in the second half. I don't know if you noticed, but there was a report by one of the other banks about a possible technical recession in the third quarter. Do you think this might spell some problems for the Singapore dollar? Do you think that the local currency might be able to weather some of these predictions for bad weather?
Well, I think we'll just say two things. One is where the Singapore dollar goes is going to be predominantly still dependent on the U.S. dollar broad theme, because the U.S. dollar moves have been very, very exaggerated and large that the intra-Sing dollar moves do not matter as much. Having said that, if we hold everything else constant, then a technical recession will lead to a weaker Singapore dollar, something to the tune of at least 1% to 2% weakness, holding everything else constant for two reasons. One is they could bet on the MAS easing, and even without the MAS easing, the Singapore dollar on trade-weighted terms is about 1.5% above the midpoint, which means that holding everything static, the Singapore dollar can immediately correct quite a bit lower if trade risks or growth risks boil up to the surface.
And just very quickly, Vishnu, I just want to ask, if the Singapore dollar does weaken, just taking a macro point of view, do you think this will actually make any effect or give any benefit to a slowdown here in Singapore, especially with regards to the trade war and some of the effects of a slowdown in the manufacturing sector?
No, that's a great question. I mean, theoretically, I should say yes, because a weaker currency is supposed to help with the exports. But in this current environment, where we would probably see the Singapore dollar weakening, coinciding with a lot of other Asian currencies weakening, and in a very antagonistic trade environment, I'm willing to say that there would be next to no benefit from a weaker currency.
All right. And it seems that there's another race to the bottom, or a race to weakness, among currencies in the ASEAN space. We'll have to leave it there, though. But Vishnu Varathan for Mizuho Bank, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon on Primetime on Forex Fridays.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.
Thank you for your time, sir.